B-Pod Studios.
Cock-a-doodle-doo!
Good morning, all.
What day is it?
Pump day.
What kind of a show are you guys putting on here today?
It's Wednesday. Who doesn't get excited about Wednesday?
That sounds boring. You'll be great at it.
I'm waiting anxiously for what happens next.
These guys are hilarious.
I'm a pretty good guy, and I think you'll be pleasantly surprised at how much fun we can have together.
Sounds like a fun crew.
Let Wednesday begin!
Hit it!
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, good morning. Before we begin, I want to do a shout out to a couple of listeners of ours who listen every morning.
Okay.
This early.
Wow.
Johnny and Kathy in Brockton.
Nice.
There you listen early in the morning. Enjoy the show. They love the song parodies that we'll do on occasion.
Yeah.
And Johnny requested one, I forgot what it was about. I forget. The song's called I Forgot My Mask.
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember that one, but he also asked for the David Bowie parody song that we did. It was called Sweatpants.
Yes.
As done by Let's Dance.
Let's Dance.
Yeah.
So it's a good one.
So, Johnny, Kathy, we'll see if we can dig that up for you.
Okay.
Remember that?
That was a good one.
Sweatpants.
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Got it.
I needed sweatpants yesterday, I got to tell
you. Why, Bob?
I had a grueling 45-minute rhythm ride. On my home bike. on my home bike, LBF.
Glad you finished that sentence.
Yeah, so it was a rhythm
ride.
Wow. Have you ever gone on a 45-minute rhythm ride? It's not as easy as you think.
No, it isn't.
You got to keep that rhythm.
Right? Is this a Peloton thing?
It's a mixed bike, it's
a
called.
A mixed bike.
Yeah, but you know, so the coach is tough.
Yeah.
So don't get lazy. Keep that rhythm.
It was grueling, huh?
It was grueling. Because you have to go with the music.
Yeah.
And there was some Rihanna.
Oh, yeah.
It was crazy.
Yes.
So, anyway, I am, just a little spent today. So, it was my...
How did you recover?
I took a hot shower.
How are your electrolytes today, Bobby?
They're low.
Okay.
Thanks, Brian. Hey, you found the song, Brian.
Changing the subject.
Yeah, let's change the subject. Hey, you found it.
Yeah.
Did we play this?
I don't even remember.
All right, see if you guys remember this.
I guess we did because we heard it.
All right, here it is. For Johnny and Kathy. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Yeah, yeah. Bonnie Tyler. Right.
Turn around. Every now and then I go out shopping for groceries, but when I get to the store,
right.
Turn around. Every now and then I just forget that I need a mask if they're gonna let me in the door.
It
was good,
every
right?
Every now and then I gotta go back and get it, even though I don't have a lot of time.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit annoyed, cause I already was running behind. I could run errands fast, but now I'm kind of screwed. I totally forgot my mask.
Yeah, there you go. Right. That's for Johnny and Kathy.
That's sweet. What a romance.
I love it. I love it.
Don't forget your mask.
Yeah. Did you stay with the rhythm there?
I did.
That rhythm ride? Good.
You and your rhythm rides. Bob's a big fan of the rhythm ride. Just so you heard it here first.
If you haven't tried a 45-minute rhythm ride, you should try it.
He needs to up his electrolytes afterwards.
I do. Hey, Rod Stewart is the guy today. He is the man. He's worth a lot of money. He's your 80s artist of the day. We're going to play Rod in the even hours starting at 8 o'clock, okay? One of his big songs, remember?
What?
Rhythm of My Heart.
Oh,
we
God.
Could play that. It's worth $500.
Look at you. Can See? You do a 45 rhythm ride to that, Bob?
I'm spent from yesterday. Okay, we're good. It's 5:43. More of this show to come.
Oh, my.
You wouldn't want to.
Maybe.
No.
Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. End your workday with a 90-minute commercial-free drive home with J-Bo Jones at 4:15.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR at work.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more. Good morning. It's 5:57. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Wednesday, the 21st. Happy birthday to my big brother, Max.
Max?
He's having a birthday today. He listens to us. He loves, loves, loves.
Me?
Well, he's gotten used to it. No, he loves you and super smart. So he loves
Wow.
Super smart.
That's great.
Because it's a good
Happy
way to...
Happy birthday, Max.
Yeah. Then we'll go see him later, maybe. See how he's doing?
All right.
He's out there in Hopkinton.
Oh, well, that's a schlep.
I suppose I could run there for like a marathon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I could do that.
Yeah, you're low on electrolytes today, so
that's
careful.
That's true. That's true. What's happening?
Going down the hill in the other direction.
Yeah. Yeah. True.
Dad. It's 52 degrees in right. Boston. This is brought to you by Long's Jewelers. Yes, a former Minneapolis cop is waking up behind bars this morning. After being found guilty of killing George Floyd, Derek Chauvin's bail was revoked after the verdict was read yesterday. This is only the second time an officer has been convicted of murder in Minnesota. Acting Boston Mayor Kim Janey is blasting city police over the handling of an officer accused of an accused child molester, Patrick Rose. The department has released documents showing that the 1995 allegations of child sex abuse by Rose were sustained by an internal affairs probe. Rose, however, remained on the force and became police union president before being arrested on child rape last year. Janey says leadership shown by the department at the time is extremely troubling. Netflix numbers are out, and while they beat projections, there are some troubling signs. The streaming giant says just shy of 4 million new subscribers joined the service compared to more than 6 million expected. Revenue is still up 24% year over year. And American Airlines is bringing back hundreds of pilots as travel demand picks up. All recalled pilots will be returned by August, with 300 to be hired by December and double that next year. This comes after the airline said it would rehire 200 flight attendants on voluntary leave. In sports, the Sox beat the Blue Jays 4-2. The two-game series concludes tonight. The Celtics host the Phoenix Suns tomorrow night, and the Bruins beat the Sabres 2-0. Weather today, windy, some sun giving way to showers and a possible thunderstorm this afternoon, and gusty winds, a high of 67.
All right, thank you, LB.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
Brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly has more than 80 specialty loaner tools for your next repair. Refundable deposits required. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today. LBF 615. What do you got? What's cool?
I'm so excited because I feel as though there's been a bit of a drought in what to watch on television these days. I've exhausted all the things.
Mm-hmm.
New show, and everybody should watch it. It's excellent.
Well, people love recommendations of, you know, like...
Yeah, what I... You're always looking.
How to stay on the couch.
Exactly.
Okay. Brian, good. What do you have?
It's the name of my autobiography.
Yeah. I'll give you a show you can catch up on, because season two, they just dropped a new trailer yesterday, and it's coming out this summer, and it's just happy and awesome.
All right. That's good. Both of you guys. Wow.
Mine's not happy and awesome.
Okay. Mine's both.
Oh.
Yes, because I'm going to tell you exactly what the sweet spot is for how many cups of coffee you should have during the day.
Oh, okay.
There's a number. They've finalized this number. Don't go over or under. I'll tell you what it is.
All right.
Okay, LBF, what's up? What
okay,
show?
So this is the show you should be watching, and I'm really excited because I was rooting for it. It's called Mayor of Easttown, and it's on HBO and HBO Max, and it stars Kate Winslet. It's a limited series. It's so good. She plays a kind of... grumpy, grizzled detective in outside of Philadelphia, and she's solving a mystery. But it's got everybody in it. Like, all those people, you're like, who's that? Oh, that's the person from there. And they're all great actors. And what I love about this show so far is Kate Winslet. You kind of look at her, and you're like, oh, Titanic girl, you know? But she completely transforms into this kind of grizzled character that usually is meant for, like, usually written for guys. Like, you know, the grizzled detective solving the murder. But she's awesome. 1 hour. I watched it twice. I watched it once by myself.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, Dave, you should watch this. And I watched it again, and I liked it even better.
Is she British in the show?
No,
she plays American?
She plays a person from Philadelphia. That's so she says weird things like, Uber. Like, it's over there.
Yeah. Oh, that's
Uber.
True. In water.
Over, and it's weird. I'm like, wow, that's crazy. Yeah.
Southern.
Thank God I have a Boston
New
accent.
Jersey. Yeah, right. Thank God.
Right?
Yes.
Boy. Way better.
Thank God. You don't drink water.
I mean, water?
Water.
Come on.
And they also say wash. Wash.
Oh, you're going to wash your clothes?
You wash your clothes. Yeah, it's weird. It really is.
Yeah,
okay.
That's suspect.
Name the show again.
Mayor of Easttown.
The Mayor of
Easttown. No, Mayor. Like Mary. Like Mayor. Like you call somebody, hey, Mayor. Mayor of Easttown.
I thought that was your Boston accent.
No. Mayor. Yeah, right, so like, yeah, Mayor of Easttown.
That's what I thought you were.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay,
yeah.
Got it.
Wicked good.
Wicked good. All right, Brian.
All right, yesterday I was just so happy. We've watched season one of this show already, and Ted Lasso season two is coming back. You have time to get in and watch it. It's on Apple Plus.
Everyone loves it.
It's just like a positive, happy show. Bob, you'd like it because Ted Lasso, Jason Sudeikis, he's always making just funny little weird wordplay and
puns. I didn't
know
he plays a Southern guy.
And he's a football coach who ends up coaching a soccer team in England.
I like
It's great. Nice way of saying he makes dumb dad jokes.
Is that what?
No, sorry. This is from the trailer.
Howdy, y'all.
Dad! What do you say to a cocktail, Coach Lasso?
Oh, the same thing I'd say to Diane Sawyer if she ever asked me out on a date. Yes, please.
Live from the dog track, it's Richmond with 8 straight ties.
How many more matches before you hit the panic button?
There's two buttons I never like hitting. That's panic and snooze.
All right. I don't care what our record is.
It's all about believing that everything's going to work out in the end.
Exactly as it's supposed to.
And isn't the idea of never give up one of the things we always talk about in sports? And shouldn't that apply to people, too?
It's a beautiful metaphor for many of life's journeys.
Back home, if a team was playing poorly, we don't call them unlucky. What do we call them, Coach?
New York Jets.
That's good. I like it.
It's happy and, like, just joyful.
I mean, of
it's
the
really
two.
It's fun.
Yeah,
yes.
I'm going to go last.
I know.
Sorry.
You should. Everyone really, like, my most cynical friends love that show.
Okay.
Yeah. Season 2, July 23rd, so you have time to catch up on season 1.
Okay. Your most cynical friends.
Yeah, okay. I love Ted Lasso.
Hi.
It turns around. Oh, sorry, that guy's here. Yeah.
Brian, I'm your most cynical friend.
Yes.
Okay.
True. Here's the sweet spot for how many cups of coffee you should drink in a day. Now, it's not breaking news, of course, that coffee helps you stay alert, but how much coffee gets you to the right level of alert without going too far or not far enough? Any guesses, guys? How many cups? No, that's low. Brian, what do you think?
Three.
It's actually five.
Five?
Five.
That seems excessive.
Yeah, a new study found that you should drink five. That's the point where you'll be the most alert. This is throughout the day. And also your memory will be better and you'll learn stuff faster. So there you go. Five.
What's
the best part of waking up?
I know.
Let's hear it.
Let's hear it.
All right. Five.
Good days start with great mornings.
Yeah. The day is looking new and bright.
Yeah, it is.
And you're going to start it right.
How?
The aroma's gone. Oh, boy.
Yeah. There it is.
It's so true, isn't it?
Now, what commercial was that? What were they doing?
They were at a farm
in
the middle of nowhere waking up to go look at horses being born.
What a life.
Misty a little morning. Messy, but they didn't include that part.
No, that's not good. I need another Folgers. Holy cow.
You were working as a waitress in a cocktail bar.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more, 625. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Windy today, and maybe some showers possible. Even a thunderstorm is possible because a high of 67. There'll be some strong, gusty winds today, too. So we got that to look forward to. 36 tonight, and then what the heck tomorrow? Windy and showers in the afternoon, or I should say windy, and then cloudy in the afternoon. High of 47 tomorrow.
I don't like it.
I don't like it at all.
That is just 47.
No, really. Not good. Friday back to 61, so there you have it. We lost another great rock and roll icon yesterday. You might not know his name, but you certainly know his music. Jim Steinman died yesterday at the age of 73. Here are some of the hits that Jim wrote and produced.
Oh, it's nothing I can do, a total eclipse of the heart. And I don't know how you do it, making love out of nothing at all. I can barely recall, but it's all coming.
Celine, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's a great song.
Right?
Oh, it's the best.
She can sing, right?
Wow. No, I love you.
Oh, what is that last one?
I don't know.
I forgot that last one.
It's a nice ending, though.
It was good. So, yeah, Bat Outta Hell, 1977.
Air Supply song?
It was another one. Yeah. The Air Supply was in there, too, but I'm not sure who that was.
Let me tell you, that Jim was the king of crescendo.
Then he
had... Yeah, big, sweeping ballad. Yeah. You know that he gave my boy, Barry Manilow, his last top 40
did he really?
With Read 'Em and Weep.
I don't...
Not, it's a deep cut for a lot of people, but for me, it's in my top 20
no
rotation.
Kidding. Really?
Yeah.
In your walking playlist?
Yeah, you know what he also did? He wrote a lot of the songs for that Streets of Fire, which is a terrible movie with Diane Lane.
Okay,
Tonight
I
is What
that.
It Means to Be
Who
Young.
Was, okay, I don't want to go down that rabbit hole. But
but he did a lot of those big 80s
he did.
Things.
Huge. He wrote big songs, like you said. And he found Meatloaf, who was a big guy.
Yeah, he's like, hey.
You do that. Right. But see, the difference is, in the 70s, pre-MTV, you could be a Meatloaf.
You could.
You could eat Meatloaf and be a rock star.
I remember watching that Meatloaf, like, sing that song and being scared
of
him.
He's a big guy.
So sweaty.
So sweaty.
Always had a towel.
Yeah.
You couldn't do it now. Now you have to, you know, MTV. You got to
be Adam Levine.
You're right.
Boo.
Exactly. But back then, you could be a meat potato
guy. I like my men big and named after dinner.
Yes. You could... you can be a meat potatoes guy, literally, and make it in business. Anyway, that was the biggest album, I'm sure, back in the 70s. Everybody had it. If not, you knew somebody who did. So, Jim Steinem, 73. Oh, what's coming up? Dirty Laundry.
Well, it's the Queen's birthday today. She's 95.
Uh-huh.
Harry is not celebrating with her. I've got an interesting little factoid from Prince Philip's funeral.
Oh, is that right?
Harry and Wills.
Okay.
Okay.
That's coming up.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying,
enable ROR Boston.
Then say,
open ROR.
Or WROR.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
105.7 WR 80s and more. Billy Joel, Only the Good Die Young. Now we're going to be here for a while then.
Right?
No, anytime soon. I don't think so. All right, we got a 67 degree day. Maybe some rain later on, but even thunderstorms. Right now, it's all good. It's 50. LBF, what do you have in Dirty Laundry?
All right, this is brought to you by Spring Meadow Nursery. The world is healing, and I'm going to tell you why Hollywood is sort of exhibiting that trend. But before we get to that, let's talk about Prince Charles and Prince William refusing to speak to Prince Harry without a witness. Yep.
Are you serious?
At Prince Philip's funeral, Harry met with his father and his brother after the funeral, but Charles and William insisted they meet with him together. Neither wanted a one-on-one with Harry because they don't trust him. They wanted to be each other's witnesses in case Harry's camp tried to twist their words later on.
It's gotten to that?
It has gotten to that. Wow. There's no word if any fences were mended. Another source says Harry wrote a deeply personal letter to his dad before arriving in London because Charles had cut off all communication with him. Ooh, this makes me sad. In his letter, Harry explained his reasons for leaving and promised to respect the monarchy. But I don't know. And it's,
are you sure that's true? I mean, no. I know you're reporting what you got, but...
Of course. I'm not sure it's true.
It doesn't sound a little too much.
It sounds kind of regular. Like, I can just see that happening in a regular family. What makes me upset is that it's like the queen and the kids, and, you know, you want them to be okay. It just felt like we're not talking. Well, I'm not going to be in the same room with him. Like, yeah, you could hear it happening.
And they had to have an attorney present?
No, they just wanted to be together. Like, don't be alone with him because he's totally going to accuse you of saying something. No, okay. And then it's going to go on Oprah.
But it sounds better with a British accent.
It does.
Just a little, a little different.
Don't ever go in a room with I can do it like Margaret Thatcher. But speaking of British people, the Queen is 95 years old today. 95.
95.
She just buried her husband, Prince Philip, and it makes me sad after, 73 years of marriage. And so that's not really a celebration for her, but good for 95. Also, sharing a birthday with the Queen, lots of people.
Okay.
Hold Me Closer, Tony Danza is 70 today.
Hello.
Charles Grodin. From Midnight Run.
Great
and
actor.
Heartbreak Kid, back in the day, your favorite movie.
Fun. Also, the underrated Clifford.
Oh, yes, true. You love Clifford.
I love Clifford.
He's 86 today.
Holy cow.
Andy McDowell, a.k.a. Dale Beaverman from San Elmo's Fire. Okay. You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, I do.
What's the meaning of life? Dale Beaverman. She's 63 today. And finally, Joey.
He's going to age you.
Joey Lawrence.
Yeah.
How old is he today?
45.
45.
Whoa, unbelievable.
Oh, my God. That 45? Is 45. He's adorable.
That
even
one
with
hurts.
No hair. Yeah.
He has no hair. I forgot he has no hair.
He's really cute. And finally, the world is healing. The world is healing. You want to know why?
Sure.
The Oscars are offering the Oscar swag bag again.
Oh,
it's
no.
back. Okay. It's back. $60,000 worth of crap for people who don't deserve it. Yep. Offer includes a 2-night trip to Fiji at the private resort with a dedicated staff
of
12.
Is this win, lose, or draw? They all get it or just
they
the
all
winner?
Get it. No. Holy like presenters, God. Things
nominees,
like that.
Right?
Pardon me?
Nominees get it.
I don't, and the presenters, don't they?
Maybe, yeah.
I think the presenters, not everyone who goes.
Yeah, like, Fiji. You know. I'd love to go to Fiji.
Personal 5-star chef. There's also 4 nights at a Sail Rock Resort in Turks and Caicos, valued at $10,000, but that's only for the nominees. You know, just lots of swag. That's, $60,000 worth.
That is a swag bag right there.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. I know.
It is.
Yeah.
I'd love to go to Fiji. You ever been to Fiji?
I would absolutely go. I would go. Except what a schlep.
It's a schlep,
and
right?
I would want to take Lucy because that's too much of a schlep to leave her back here.
I don't even drink Fiji water because it's too expensive.
I know, exactly.
And more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, it's 7:15. This is my favorite story of the day.
Yeah.
So far. Okay. It's early, but this is a good one. Pallbearers brought a man named Phil McLean's coffin into a chapel. This was in New Zealand. Now, people gasped, and waves of laughter rippled through the hundreds of mourners for old Phil because the coffin was a giant cream donut. Think of a eclair type.
Yeah, I'll think of it.
Okay, cream on top.
Yep.
Couple of strawberries or berries in there. Maybe it was just jelly filled.
Yeah, probably.
How about that? It overshadowed the sadness in the hard times of the last few weeks, said his widow Deborah, who was on board with it. She said the final memory in everyone's mind was of that donut and Phil's sense of humor. The donut, of course, was the latest creation by Phil's cousin.
It was literally filled.
It was filled, yes. It was Phil. Phil. Yeah, it was filled with Phil.
Yeah, filled with Phil.
Yeah, we've got Phil.
Is that filling? Yes, it is.
Yes, Phil, it is. That's good. You see, his cousin Ross runs a business in Auckland, New Zealand, called Dying Art, which builds colorful coffins. And we looked up some of these. They're amazing. He's done a sailboat, which is really cool.
Yeah.
For a coffin.
You like
with a mast and sails, because you have to drop those down. A fire truck.
Fun.
A chocolate bar.
Yes.
Lego blocks.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you step on it, it really hurts.
Inspired a casket with fake jewels all blinged out. One inspired by The Matrix. And people also have their favorite beaches and holiday spots, it's like they get wrapped.
Yes.
Like it's
like, yeah. More like okay, I like
a,
it.
A wrapped casket. Neat. So if you had to, LBF, if you had to, like, I know you wouldn't do a donut, but what would your coffin be if Phil were to make one for you?
Well, if my first choice would be a champagne bottle.
Nice.
Put a cork in it. It would be right on the side.
That would be it.
Right?
Yeah.
It'd be so fun.
Okay, I like it. That's on brand. Brian, what would your coffin be?
Well, I mean, if it could be like art, you know, I think I'd want like a picture of me looking like I'm pounding on the inside of the
coffin. So you. That's so you.
Yeah, that's good.
I think that'd be fun.
I would like a ship. Wouldn't that be great? Like an old a Navy ship, maybe a, you know,
cruiser
a,
or something?
Something like that.
Yeah. Really?
You know, big enough where I could finally be the captain.
And I'm I would the go, captain now.
And I would go down with the ship.
Oh, see?
Pretty good, right?
Wow. That's pretty good.
He's going down with the ship.
Going down with the ship.
Yeah. Yeah.
What about food, though? Would you, what
like
food?
A donut?
Yeah,
oh,
like a donut.
Food. I think after a lifetime of way too many lobster rolls, I think I'd be buried at sea in a giant lobster roll to pay them back.
I like that.
I think
I
that's
like that. That's
circle
thoughtful
of life.
Of you. Yeah, yeah, right.
I've eaten them, now they can eat me.
Right.
Circle
I like
of life.
It.
Huh?
No. Okay.
How about you?
Meatball sub.
You'd go down in a meatball sub.
I have.
Wow. That's good.
Oh,
look
yeah.
Look at her.
Meatball sub's the best. What about you,
love
Brian
to see
Bell?
Her come. Love to see her go.
I go nachos. A nice plate of nachos.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Would you be buried inside the nachos?
Yeah. Like, yeah, you know,
they'd
layers.
Have to find you yeah, a few layers down.
Oh, look at that. A Brian Bell right in the middle. Next to me.
He's in there with his good stuff. Yep. The chili. Right.
Yeah, hold the Brian Bells.
I like that.
I like it. I think it's a good idea. It's fun.
I just wonder if anybody wants to chime in, like, what food would you be buried in? You know what I mean?
Yeah, or what would your coffin be?
Yeah. If you want to chime in, you can at 888-410-1057. These are amazing. I'm going to put these pictures
down
up.
Down with the ship.
Yeah, you wouldn't believe some of these caskets. You want to take that first call, Brian? I'm just curious what people would go down in. 6 feet under. 888-410-1057. I think it's fair payback to the lobsters.
I do, too. I know how you can hork down a lobster roll.
Well, yeah,
so
it's
I
like
really
a circle of life, right?
Yes, it is.
I've spent a lifetime eating them, and then they can...
That's it.
Right? I like it. I'm on to this one right here. Good stuff. Yeah, then you got to think, what kind of music do you want playing? Do not, LBF, play Barry Manilow.
I will.
At your funeral.
I will.
You want people to stay and enjoy.
They're going to stay.
Okay.
I'm going to have them play Daybreak.
Okay, fine. Keith, have you thought about how you'd like to be buried and what maybe was it a food thing or what else?
Not a food thing.
Yeah.
But my casket will be all 80s. Everything 80s. The colors, my favorite movies,
you.
The music. I'm going to start
you hope to be in your 80s.
In case.
What's that, Keith?
As a matter of fact, I'm going to start growing out my mullet just in case.
There it is.
Oh, nice.
There it is. Like an all 80s casket. You know what? I'd be very disappointed if you don't put WROR logo on there somewhere, Keith. That would be great.
Of course.
Could you
all
do
right,
that
good.
For us? Thank
we'll
you.
There.
You could have LBF smiling down at you.
I'll sign it. Smile. It I'll give you my pink radio from the 80s.
Thanks, Keith.
That's a right dirty laundry on the side of it.
Yes.
All right. That's
just
awesome.
Don't wear it. Okay. Thanks, Keith.
That's great.
All right. Sean, what's your idea?
Hey, nothing says 6 feet under like a nice fully loaded twice baked potato.
Oh, that's good.
What is it? A fully loaded?
Twice baked potato.
Oh.
You go down in a baked potato.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? It'd be even better absolutely. If you were twice baked. Like you were like cremated and then buried.
Sorry, Sean. You had a nice vision going there. Twice baked Sean. That's good.
Oh, boy.
All right. ROR. Hello.
Making it fun.
Good morning. I think if I got to choose on my casket, I would do a beach chair.
A beach chair is nice.
I love it.
Yeah.
That's good.
And that way, you know, you're reclined back and...
I like it.
Service is over.
Yeah. Service is over.
Yeah.
Well, I hope your wishes, dying wishes come true.
Oh, why, thank you. Okay. Have a great morning, guys.
Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye.
ROR, good morning. Hey.
Good morning.
Good morning. Do you have a casket of choice?
Yes, a vat of Nutella.
A vat of Nutella.
That is such a good idea.
You must be Italian.
Isn't it?
Are you Italian?
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely. I am.
I knew it.
Oh, man.
Italians love their Nutella.
Yes, exactly. It's delicious. Yeah. What's not to love?
Oh, my God. It's so good.
What do you put it on besides toast? Anything? Any Nutella hacks?
Just dig in with a spoon.
Okay, right? Exactly.
Just dig in with
Who
a
cares?
Spoon.
Live like no one's watching.
I hope your wishes come true. Okay. Bye now.
Awesome. You guys are fantastic. Love you.
Thanks.
Bell, please. Thank you.
Nope.
Okay, bye. Okay, Greg, you're a funeral director, Brian tells me.
I am, yes.
Okay.
So I thought the whole Phil thing, I thought that was hysterical.
Thank you.
That's good.
Phil being the filling in the casket.
Yeah, his name was Phil.
And yeah. I've seen a million things over the years, and I've never seen a donut one, but... One little thing, and this is kind of a pet peeve of mine, because I've been in the industry for a million years. It's a casket. If it's ornamental and it's nice, it's a casket.
Oh, so it's not
a coffin is what Dracula comes out of.
Oh. So you never call it a coffin?
No, it's not a coffin. It's a casket. When you think of coffin, you think of Dracula.
I didn't know that. I knew there was a casket and coffins, but I just thought it was interchangeable.
No, not in the funeral industry.
They're completely off. They're not even close at all.
So in the funeral business, so you never call it a coffin.
Never in a million years.
Unless you're burying Dracula.
Right. Then it smells like garlic and it's not good.
It's ornamental. It's something you're going to spend the rest of your whatever in.
I like
it.
It's
nice.
In and paying for it.
I like it. Okay, thanks, Greg. I appreciate that. See, I've learned
something.
You're
doing a great job.
Thank you. Thanks, Greg. Bye-bye. Oh, nice guy. Oh, thank you.
I'm looking up coffins versus caskets.
I didn't realize there is a difference. Okay. Paul, do you have a casket of choice?
Well, I have a story I read in the paper one time. A gentleman bought a metal casket. He had a Patriots mural sprayed on it, and he had the inside rubber coated, and he used it for parties. He puts ice in it, he packs beer and beverages, and he uses it in the interim for throwing these big parties he has.
That's crazy. So in the interim, he's using his casket, but that's for...
That's what he'll be buried in?
He's going to get buried in it, yeah. Exactly. Wow. So he's using it for parties, and you know, he's making two uses out of the casket, naturally.
I suppose he ever big parties. Takes a nap in it just for just to test it out?
Yep.
That's kind of creepy, but...
Well, I mean, I think I would give it a go.
Yeah, you want to try it on, right?
You might as well get used to it, right?
Yes, right. Get comfortable, sure. Thanks, Paul. Hey, Chris, what do you got?
I'd love to be buried in a fully loaded bar.
A fully loaded bar.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Nobody has to mourn there. They can sit around and get drunk and celebrate your life.
That's what LBF's going to do.
Yeah.
You guys, I'm telling you.
Right.
On the same plane.
That's right. It's going to be a big party.
Just don't play Barry Manilow. Yeah. You're good up until then.
No. No Barry.
Right.
What?
Barry. Right, Chris?
Well, then
thank
I
you.
Guess I'm not going to your funeral.
Right.
I guess you can just say Barry.
Yeah. Thanks, Chris.
Barry Manilow. I like it. I have a
that was
theme
pretty
now.
Good. I like that.
Barry Manilow.
Okay. We're on to Morning Court. We are on to Morning
He's
Court.
Funny.
We buried that topic.
Yeah, we did.
Didn't we? Oh, this is Kim is her name. She's on hold right now. She works in admin in her office, and she's got her spidey senses up.
Ooh.
Because there are two people she works with who are both married in their 40s, and she thinks there's something going on.
They're not married to each other?
Nope.
That's a problem.
Yeah. We're going to talk to Kim.
Okay.
So,
all right.
That is a problem. Morning Court in 12 minutes. Don't miss it. Kim's on phone, ready to go. All right.
And more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show.
All rise. ROR Morning Court is now in session.
Order.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Oh my God.
Morning Court is in session today. We have Kim calling in. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning.
So it sounds like you've got a situation where you're, I don't know, you're looking for us to push you one way or the other, because it could be pretty touchy, right? A very delicate case today. So this is an at-work kind of scenario, right?
Yes. Okay. Yes. So I'm an administrator in an office, and there's two people that I work with, a man and a woman. They're both married. They both have kids, and they're very flirty, and I think something's going on. You know, they took a lot of lunches together.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen them come out of the supply room together a few times.
What?
Yeah, I mean,
the you know, supply room.
I mean, I love a supply room.
Oh yeah,
you need toner. You need toner.
Yeah, I know, right?
You too. You need toner.
It's nothing like a new Sharpie.
You've seen them come. Okay, what else is happening?
We go through a lot of paper, but you know.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
But you know, like they'll like step apart, stop talking when you walk in the kitchen. They linger at their cars after work and I don't like it. And the reason is that this happened to my family. When I was in my early 40s, my ex and his coworker, they had a fling and it broke up our marriage. He left me with two kids. Oh. And the worst part was that it wasn't a secret in his office.
Oh. Right.
No one thought to call, you know, or talk to me at all. I know that other people in the office see it too. And I just don't want their spouses to be humiliated like I was.
Okay, so Kim, it's not like you're the office snoop, or it's just you have you know, a history that you're sensitive to, and you're seeing this unfold. At least you think.
In front of your very own eyes.
Right.
Again.
Exactly. Exactly.
But they could be lion eyes. We don't know. They could be just friends, so it's delicate.
Come on, Bob.
LBF.
When have we ever gone to a supply room port together?
Not yet. But I want to at least hear the rest of the story. See if we give a benefit of the doubt. So you feel it's a responsibility of yours? I mean, to say something? Is that what's going on?
I do. I mean, you know, I would have really appreciated if someone had come to me and said, hey, look, you know, just a heads up. Even if it hadn't been true, I think, you know, if that behavior had been inappropriate, I know that I would have appreciated it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about their spouses,
okay,
but I just don't want to see anyone get hurt or humiliated.
The question is, you know, what to do if you do anything, right? I mean, that's
right.
That's the
like,
point.
Do I confront them? Do I write an anonymous note? You know, do we talk to HR? I would prefer not to do that. You know, do I call his wife? You know, because
you know, you should just walk by them and be like, Janie and Joni sitting in a tree.
Oh, wow. subtle is good every time.
See what happens.
Well, LBF, why does she just hide in the supply closet?
That's a wicked good idea.
Oh my god.
Okay.
Hey guys.
Hey, Kim, you said in your email that your sister says what about it?
Oh, my sister does not want me involved. She says, mind your own business, that, you know, you have no proof, and what if you're wrong? And I get it.
Okay.
But she also knows what I've been through, so
right.
Yeah.
I just think that, you know, I want a little more input.
Okay, Kim, are you doing anything for the next hour?
No, actually, I'm not.
Good. Keep the radio on.
Keeping tabs on those two.
Don't go to the supply closet.
Yeah, stay out of the supply closet. The reason I say that is stay tuned, because we're going to get a lot of calls on this case. Don't take it personally, okay, whatever you do, because some people might feel as though you're overstepping your boundaries, and some might not. But,
that's fine.
Okay,
that's
so
fine.
Get ready.
Yep.
Here they come, 888-410-1057. Let's see if we could help Kim make a decision, a big decision.
Is it a big decision? I know exactly what I would do.
Okay. All right. Kim, thank you for calling. All right, and we're guarantee you'll be hearing lots of calls today, okay?
Thank you. Thank you. I'll be listening.
All right. Stay tuned. Yeah, it's delicate. Obviously, it's happened to her. So she's super sensitive about...
Or she has spidey senses.
Or she does have spidey senses. Or is she too tuned in? You know what I mean? Like, maybe she's looking for these things.
Right.
Because it happened to her. But let's find out. Let's take some calls. 888-410-1057. Help Kim out whether she ought to just say nothing, let it ride, mind your own business, or does she have an obligation to say something to maybe save a marriage?
Look at her.
888-410-1057. 1057 WROR, 80s and more. Prince, which one of our listeners, I believe it was Keith, pointed out that he's been gone 5 years today.
Today, five Prince. Years. Five,
is it crazy?
It goes by quick.
5 years since Prince, very untimely death. Okay, we're on to Morning Court. Kim called. She works with a couple of people at the office who are both married to other people with kids. She thinks there's something going on. She's seen them come out of the closet a couple of times.
The supply closet.
Yeah, thank you. All right, thank geez. You. Doing a lot of closet. Lunches. Right. And Lovey, what advice, if any, do you have for Kim today? What should she or not do or whatever?
I feel that Kim should just kind of, like, mind her own business a little. But I feel that she also should just, when she feels this is going on, she should look them both in the eye and say, I hope this is worth you giving up everything that you're supposed to love.
Wow.
I like it.
That's bold.
That is bold. But
I tell you what I would do. I would wait till the two lizards go lurking into the closet, and then I'd go running in. So I'd bust them in the act, and that's when I would say that. And I'd say, you know what? I'm out of this. I want nothing to do with this because it's so wrong. But yet, it happens every single day in every single office.
Jeez. She not knows. In our I hope not Love in it. Our office.
Jeez. Not in this office.
not in this office.
Everybody's happily married there.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Lovey.
I like it.
She's got barge right in.
You know what? And I like her message.
Would you
everything
have
you love, is it worth it?
Would you use your phone
I
camera?
I mean it. Because, you know, and then they cry. How
about
oh,
that?
I lost my family.
Yeah, exactly.
You lost your family because you're a lizard worm.
Thank you, Lovey.
Bye, Lovey.
Lizard I know. She's right.
Bye, Lovey.
Lizard worms.
All right, Debbie, any advice for the lizard worms?
She should mind her own business. Unless okay. she's BFFs with these people, mind her own business. It's not her concern.
Just leave it at that. I don't disagree with you, Debbie. I'm telling you because, boy, if you got this wrong.
Maybe. Can I just throw this in there? Maybe yeah. she did mind her own business and, like, did the Lovey thing, but a little bit less aggressive. And said something to, like, pull one of them aside and said, listen, a lot of people are talking about this. I know you guys are married, and I don't know what's going on in your marriage, but you realize that you're risking everything by
doing
this.
See, I think you would do that.
You're risking everything, not just your family's, but your job, and I just want to let you know.
Yeah.
None of our business.
Debbie's
none of our business.
Debbie says M-Y-O-B.
A-M-Y-O-B.
Correct.
Okay. I am
like B-Y-O-B.
Right. But
M-Y-O-B.
Ew.
Thanks, Debbie. God. Okay. ROR, good morning. Any advice for Kim?
So, my husband and I met this way.
Yep.
We did have others. And this is how we met, and we have been together for 30 years, and he just passed away on New Year's Eve.
Wow.
Okay, I'm going to back up a little, just, you know. So you were you married to other people, and then you met at the office, and then you got together?
Yes.
Oh, man.
We both had one child.
Uh-huh.
His daughter is my best friend.
Oh, okay. So you guys married 30 years, though. So.
Yeah, but going back to that, when you guys had this attachment that couldn't be denied, right? Is that what happened?
Yes, it was the office scandal.
Were there lunches, long lunches?
Yo, tell me everything.
Yeah, yeah.
As long as they could be. Yeah.
See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. It was the office thing and the office talk and whatnot. But
I'm asking, Carolyn, if you don't mind, okay.
Yeah.
If you don't mind.
You know what? Wow. Hold on to something.
Yeah.
Hold on to something.
I'm going to ask what everybody's thinking.
What the hell?
What was your modus operandi at work? So how did you guys? Where did you go? Was it lunches? Like, how did you get away and you know get this started?
Lunches, weekends, you know.
Lunches
and weekends? What'd you say to your husband?
He was never around.
Oh.
That helps. That helps.
He's looking for you.
What did his wife think? What did his wife think?
His wife was the same thing. It was like bingo every night, you know.
Oh, bingo. She's playing bingo.
She's playing bingo. Well, they're playing bingo.
Bingo, bango, bingo, bongo.
Wow. Did anybody ever confront you at the office?
No, not really.
No.
Not till later. Everybody said, I knew it. I knew it.
It was you know, like when we both took the same day off, it was kind of like, you know.
That's what I was asking.
That's what it is. Like, let's take the day off, and our spouses think we're working, and guess what? God. We're going to go to a hotel.
Oh.
Well, it is scandalous.
You don't know they went to a hotel, though. That's way too.
Because he had passed because he was in organ failure.
Oh.
And sorry.
And his family was like, you know, thank God you were there. So.
Yeah, this is a 30-year relationship. The way it started, though, is like kind of a little scandal. It's fun to talk about. It's all good.
Wow. Hey, thank you for calling, Carolyn.
I just, you know, it hit a sensitive subject, and I just had to say something because, you know, it's like mind your own business.
All
let them work it out.
Another MYOB.
Another MYOB. But
thank you, Carolyn. Yeah. MYOB is what...
Well, from her, I can respect that.
Okay.
She knows.
Well, she's been through it.
Yeah.
You know? It's not easy.
And it was a long-lasting relationship.
30 years. That's good run. Good run.
People want bingo over bango. See ya.
Are you sure? I think it's the other way around. Anyway. 888-410-1057. Bingo.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying,
enable ROR Boston.
Then say,
open ROR.
Or WROR.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Hey, let's say good morning to our player today. I love this. It's Amanda from Southbridge, but Amanda's very south today. Amanda, where are you?
I'm in Kissimmee, headed to SeaWorld today.
All right. You're playing in Florida, and you're headed to SeaWorld with the family. That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm on vacation right now.
Well, that's good. At least I love SeaWorld.
The flamingos, they're
pretty.
Remember,
can I tell you a quick story? We were in SeaWorld once with all my nieces were there, too. And they said they wanted to salute people who had servicemen, if you served. So I stood up because they wanted to salute us. And my niece, Shannon, said, why is Uncle Bob standing up? Said, well, he was in the Navy. She had no idea. Anyway.
That's the story.
Well, she didn't know it. And she wondered why your uncle was standing up, getting all the glory.
Oh, so then you regaled her with all of your Navy stories for the next hour
okay,
and a half?
Fine. Fine.
Never say that again.
Okay. Hell yeah, Amanda. So, let's see if we can get you $1,000 to spend down there. How many kids are with you?
Three.
Oh, yeah. That's fun.
Yeah.
All right. You know how this goes, Amanda. Give us 60 seconds. We could give you $1,000 if you get them all right. If you're not sure about a question, say pass. We'll get back to it. You ready to go?
I'm ready.
Let's do it.
What is 4 plus 0?
4.
What was the name of the coffee shop in Friends?
Central Perk.
Saffron is the most expensive spice in the world by weight. True or false?
True.
Who was the first vice president of the United States?
Oh, my goodness. Pass.
Who sings Purple Rain?
Prince.
Tony Danza starred in this 80s sitcom with Alyssa Milano.
Pass.
Which is the smallest state in the United States?
Rhode Island.
What do the British call gasoline?
Pass.
What nation switched sides in World War II on September of 43?
No, pass.
What was the name of Raisin Bran's mascot?
Oh, no. Pass.
Who was the first vice president of the United States?
Oh, man. I don't know.
Any guesses?
You could just throw out an Adams and be right.
Yeah, not Sam.
So many of them, right?
I have no idea.
All right.
It was John.
It was John Adams.
But if you pass, Amanda, but hey, you got five correct. Okay, here's what you passed and missed.
Five correct, none wrong. All right, Vice President of the United States, first one, John Adams. Tony Danza was starred in this 80s sitcom with Alyssa Milano. Who's the Boss? What do the British call gasoline? Petrol.
Mm-hmm.
The nation that switched sides in World War II in September of 43, Italy.
Mm-hmm.
And what was the name of Raisin Bran's mascot? Sunny. It was a sun.
It was a sun on the box.
Man.
But you know what? Well done.
It's okay, Amanda.
Thank you.
You're on vacation. Your brain vacation. Like, that's pretty good.
That's what it is.
On the way to SeaWorld. The kids will love SeaWorld. That's awesome. Enjoy that. And when you get back, we got a $75 gift card to Viridian Bay. Now, they're awesome for all your garden needs, for unique planters, wind chimes, garden lanterns, and more. It'll elevate any outdoor living space and a vibrant garden this season. Visit ViridianBay.com, okay? Thank you, Amanda.
Thank you so much.
Have fun. Thank you for listening down there in Florida. We appreciate it. That's good.
She's winning already.
SeaWorld,
she won because she's in
won.
Florida.
That's it. Hey, if you want to play, just go to WROR.com, sign up there. We could be calling you almost anywhere, I guess.
I know. Look at that.
Have fun. We'll travel. And play the home version of the game. LBF will put that up at WROR.com.
Okay.
Right? Okay, you still have about 6 minutes to text the word IDEA. IDEA, that's your keyword, to 45911. 80s artist today's Rod Stewart for $500. Go for it. Okay, Brian?
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Yes, Morning Court's in session today. Kim called us this hour, or last hour, and she had a situation at work where she's not sure what to do, if anything, about two people that are both married that she's suspicious of, that they're carrying on, as they say. Okay, and those people are both, like, they're married, but not to each other. Now, Kim was married, but lost her husband to a at-work situation.
Yeah, and that's at-work, fill-in whatever you want to call her.
Yes. So, Kim doesn't know whether she should mind her own business, or because it's happened to her, to say, hey, guys, cool it. Or should she go as far as to call their one of their spouses?
Ooh.
Okay,
ooh.
Audra, any advice for Kim today?
I say if it doesn't involve her, she should just sit back, grab some popcorn, and watch the fireworks. It doesn't affect her. Don't just watch what goes on. If it affects her, like somebody's getting preferential treatment, that's a different story. But doesn't affect you, oh well. Watch and have a laugh.
Get the popcorn ready.
Get the popcorn ready. Sit back.
See, the thing is, if you're not related to them and she's not, I guess you're right. It's, you'd mind your own business. It doesn't really involve you. Just
not your business.
You know. Let's see what we are going to check in with Kim later. Thank you, Audra.
I like just
a little bit of butter on my popcorn these days.
Really?
Yeah. Watching the butter, you know.
Oh,
thanks, Kim.
You.
Okay. Just in case she's popping it. All right. So, ROR, any advice for Kim today?
Oh, my God. You know what? You ever heard the snitches get stitches?
Yeah, I think we have.
Just let it go.
Okay.
Wow.
We got you.
Okay.
All right. We'll pass it on.
Let it go.
Okay. ROR, good morning. Emily, any advice for Kim?
Yeah, I think Kim should mind her own business. I was part of this with somebody, made rumors. We worked in a hospital. He was a very good friend of mine. We had lunch together all the time. We took kickboxing classes. We went out to eat. And there was absolutely nothing going on between us, between friendship.
Are you married, though?
I am.
Okay.
Is he married?
He was in the process of a divorce.
Okay.
Oh,
so
my
you see
God.
Why.
So that made it
you
even
see?
Worse.
That's
yeah,
what
that's
it was.
Like, come on.
That's, I mean, hey,
you're
you have
toying
a good,
with people
you have
at
a
this
good point.
Point,
but that's. you know, people who are looking for plots. You know, that,
yeah.
That was a thick one.
Yes.
Exactly. And they, people used to stop my employees in the hall and call me all kinds of names. And what did you think I was doing? And they should call my husband.
Oh, my
God. My husband knew that we were friends.
Okay.
So I just think she should mind her own business.
All right. Okay. Thank you. Your husband's the coolest guy in the world.
Well, she's probably a lovely, sweet wife.
He is a very cool guy. Yeah. I gotta tell you.
Yeah, for him to be like 100%. Yeah, trust is everything, right?
You gotcha.
Okay.
Yep.
Don't fall down trust mountains. Hard getting back. Okay.
All right.
Bye now.
Bye.
Morgan, advice today for Kim.
I think if she can live with herself, she needs to address these two people and bring it to their attention, because at the end of the day, she has to work with them. And what an uncomfortable situation if it is not true and she starts spreading rumors, or she does call the wife and leave that advice that your husband might be cheating on you, and then you have to work with those people like that.
But I'm confused. But you think she ought to talk to them and say what?
I think she needs to talk to them and address them and say, hey, what's going on here? Because this is what everyone in the office is seeing.
Okay. Wow, you say go for it. Confront it.
Yeah, confront it.
Go for it.
Damn the torpedoes.
So, I mean, you have to work with these people, and if you can't look at them at the end of the day, what is that going to do to your work relationship with those people and everyone else?
All right, Morgan.
I like it. I like it.
I like it. It's risky. It's risky business.
It's
but
risky.
No risk, no
it's
reward.
Risky, but you got to work with them.
No risk, no risk it, no biscuit. That's what they say.
Yeah.
Right?
Always
Morgan?
With the food.
Okay.
Thank you, Morgan.
Have a great day. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, guess who's back on the phone today? We have Kim. She appeared in Morning Court today. Wanting to know whether or not she should say anything about a couple that are married that she thinks might have a little extracurricular activities going
side
on.
Side dish, side piece.
Okay.
I get it.
There's another way of putting it. Yeah. Okay.
A little appetizer.
So, Kim, you heard a lot of calls today. What, if anything, do you think you'll do now?
You know, I have to say, I really appreciate the feedback, but I think one of my favorite things that I heard is I'm just going to talk to one of them, you know, maybe pull them aside, just kind of say, hey, look, there are rumors, and just kind of
it doesn't look
watch
good.
Yourselves. And yeah.
It doesn't look good. Okay.
It doesn't look good.
I think that's honest.
I picked the smallest one out of the two.
Really?
Wouldn't you?
Probably.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's a swing.
No, I think the person would just be like, oh, okay. If they're not doing anything wrong, cool. If they are, they got to be more.
Yeah, you can use that approach. It's not me. Other people are saying.
Yes. It's not me.
It's not me. Everybody else. All right, boy. Good luck with that, Kim.
Thank you. I really appreciate your help.
Boy, do let us know how that goes.
Yeah, let us know if they're actually having an affair.
Bye, Kim. Good luck at work.
Bye.
No, I'm really surprised that she's going to do that. Because most of the calls said, mind your own business.
But she can't. Like, she's not able
to. It's eating her.
So this is the best possible case scenario for her. Because she's been hurt by this before. So she's, and I think she probably feels like, I'm not doing my due diligence as a human being by not saying at least to one of them, hey, rumors are flying. I just want to let you guys know. And that's it. Then she can back off and be like,
any further than that.
She doesn't need to give him a lecture, although I like Lovey's lecture where she's like, you guys are giving up the things you love for you. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
but that
was good.
But, you know, I think then it will scratch that itch and then she's done with it.
Yeah.
They can go scratch their itches.
Okay, well, oh boy. Mind your own business. But good luck, Kim. She's doing what she thinks she has to do. And that's the bottom line. She thinks that it's something, like you said, it's eating at her.
Yeah.
And if she just keeps it, like you said, at as simple, people are talking.
Be cool.
And that's it.
And then you can just talk about them behind their backs later.
Then you go to the kitchen, you make the popcorn. And
right, and you're like, let's see how this goes.
Okay, well, hey, we're here to help. That's Morning Court, so good luck, Kim, with that. Coming up, we are going to do some dirty laundry, LBF.
We're going to talk about Harry and how he went to his grandfather's funeral over, you know, in the monarchy area in England, and how it didn't really help the tense relationships, what happened over there, the details.
Okay.
Hey, you going to the supply closet?
I
need some Sharpies.
I go solo. I go alone. Okay.
Hey, where did we go?
105.7 WROR, 80s and more. Let's do some dirty laundry. It's 8:35 LBF. What's happening?
Oh, the tense relations between the royals continues.
Mm-hmm.
I got it here. All right, first of all, before I get to that, the queen, by the way, is 95 years old today.
That's crazy.
Yes, isn't it?
95. Her She's not giving up that crown for nothing. She's going for the big 100.
Here's the thing, and I don't blame her. She's given up everything for that ridiculous crown, so she's going to keep it as long as possible. And Prince Charles...
Yeah, I think that's the real problem.
Yeah. Prince Philip died last week. He was 99. They'd been married for 73 years, so this birthday is going to be subdued. Mm-hmm. Also, birthdays, just mentioning birthdays.
Yeah.
Hold Me Closer, Tony Danza is the big 7-0 today.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Your favorite, Charles Grodin.
Love Charles.
From The Heartbreak Kid. That's an old movie. An old movie that I like of his is...
Midnight Run.
He
makes everything
Great
good.
Paper.
Great, yes.
He makes
Thank
Charles
you so
Grodin.
Much. Can
he
I just
makes
say
everything
something?
Good.
Yeah, I'm telling you, do not sleep on Charles Grodin's semi-Oscar performance in The Great Muppet Caper. He and Miss Piggy had sexual tension. I'm not kidding.
Okay. Yeah.
He's 86 today, by the way.
I think I'll sleep on that.
Yeah.
Thanks.
St. Elmo's Fire, Dale Beaverman, a.k.a. Andy McDowell, 63 today.
Okay, yeah.
What's the meaning of life, Dale Beaverman?
Yeah.
And Joey.
Yes.
Whoa, unbelievable.
Joey Lawrence, 45 years old.
45.
Yeah.
Little Joey Lawrence.
He's handsome. Handsome.
Well, he always
no
was.
Hair dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had a lot of hair and then he had no hair and he still.
Still.
He still tracks.
okay.
All right. So here's what's happening over across the pond. Prince Harry met with his father, Prince Charles, and his brother, Prince William, after the funeral of Prince Philip, but Charles and William insisted they meet with him together. Why? No one wanted a one-on-one with Harry because Fredo, they don't trust him. They wanted to be each other's witnesses in case Harry's camp tried to twist their words later on in an Oprah interview. No word of fences were mended, but another source says Harry wrote a deeply personal letter to his dad before arriving in London. I'm smart. And I'm referencing The Godfather.
Oh, okay.
Fredo.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, right.
Because Charles had cut off all communication with him, Harry left. He's back at home with Meghan. She's pregnant with her second child.
Oh, you didn't even stick around for the Queen's birthday?
I know. I feel like, you know what, at 95, few and far between.
Right. Meghan's, you know, expecting, right?
Yes.
Not that quick.
No,
when is she expecting? Do we know?
Like middle of
Plenty
August.
Of time to get on a flight and go see Nana or whoever.
He's already there.
She, though.
Well.
Meghan.
She was told she couldn't travel.
Oh, is that what they told her?
Yes. But Harry could have stayed. But where's he going to stay? No one's talking to him.
Where's he going to stay?
I mean, like,
there's only 100 rooms in Buckingham.
But honestly,
couchsurfing website.
You should probably stay at the Hilton.
The Royal Sonesta.
Yeah, the Royal Sonesta.
Yes, that'd be good for you.
You are funny. Now, there you go.
Toodles. Off to the Royal Sonesta.
He's at the Royal Sonesta.
That's where he's at.
Mm-hmm. Your finest
I
suite.
Like it. Yeah, your finest suite.
Here's a kitchenette.
You done, LBF?
Oh, I am.
Good job.
Thanks
good
so
dirt.
Much.
It's 8:39. Let's see how the road's going. 105.7 WROR. 80s and more. That's you, too. Still haven't found what I'm looking for. Coming up at 10 o'clock, you can find $500. Rod Stewart is your 80s artist of the day on the even hours all day while you work till 8 tonight. We'll give you a keyword to text for $500. Plenty of chances to win. LBF, we were just talking about the Royals.
Yep.
Here's a fun fact.
Okay.
Do you know that limping on purpose was a popular trend in the mid-1800s in the UK? Because the Princess of Wales had rheumatic fever that gave her a limp. And because she was such a huge fashion icon and trendsetter, other women started limping too.
That's, you
Isn't
know
that
what?
Crazy?
Yeah,
because she
is.
Did. So they would just limp.
Oh, that's, you know what?
I love that.
The next time you buy a trendy thing that costs more than you actually can afford because you want to fit in, think of that story.
Think of the Princess
Think
of
that
Wales.
Story and how ridiculous that story is, and then you can put the bag back and walk away.
Okay. Fun fact number two.
Oh, good.
Al Green's song, Take Me to the River, also Talking Heads did it.
And they did the Fish did it, too.
Well, guess what?
What?
That was a big hit, but it made its biggest chunk of royalties from the Big Mouth Bass.
Oh, my God.
Billy Bass, the electronic fish. has made more money for Al Green's Take Me to the River than Al Green or the Talking
Heads. That's funny.
Isn't that great? Think about that next time you see the talking fish.
Those are interesting. That was a time to be alive.
Isn't that great?
It?
Take me to the river.
Keep toiling away, songwriters.
Yes. Who knew that song would be sung by a bass, a big mouth bass.
Who do we get to sing this?
Big mouth Billy Bass. And your final fun fact. This is, I wouldn't have thought of this. Who are the only people who can legally bring switchblades into the U.S.? Think about that.
The Swiss Army?
No.
Good guess.
Only certain people can bring a switchblade into the United States.
Sharks and the Jets?
No.
I don't know, but Brian has the best guesses.
He's got the best. You want me to tell you, or do you want to let it roll for a minute? It's like that thing stuck in your tooth. You want to work it out.
I don't really want to. Well, yeah, I'll go get some floss. Can you tell me?
You give up already?
Oh, yeah, I give up.
You want to see if the listeners are smart?
Yeah.
Okay, 888-410-1057 for absolutely nothing but bragging rights. The only people who can bring switchblades into the U.S. Who are they? 888-410-1057. Okay?
I can't believe this.
You couldn't.
My interest.
I couldn't. And Brian couldn't. Only these people can bring a switchblade to the U.S. 888-410-1057. 1057 WROR. 80s and more. Hey, it's 8:58 with Bob, LBF, and Brian. So I did a little fun fact for you, a little quiz. The only people who can legally bring switchblades into the United States are who? That's the question I'm wondering. You guys have guessed. Give up. Let's see. Hi. What do you say?
I think it's law enforcement.
Law enforcement? No, it's not law enforcement. Nope.
Nope.
ROR, who can bring a switchblade in?
A fisherman.
Not a fisherman. Nope. But take me to the river.
Get out.
No, serious. Take me to the river. ROR, good morning. Who do you think can do it?
Hey, is it like the Vatican Police or something like that?
Nope, it's not.
Vatican Police?
Nope, not it. ROR, who do you think it is?
A barber.
It's not a barber. Nope, not it. Okay,
what kind of haircuts
thank
are you,
you
giving?
That's funny. That's not it, thanks. ROR, any guesses?
Someone with diplomatic immunity.
Nope. It's not it.
Good guess, though, because they get away with everything.
Lovely little weapon.
They can just park anywhere.
Yeah.
ROR, who do you think?
The only people that can bring switchblades into the United States are EMTs or first responders.
That's not correct. Nope. Not it.
Okay. Bye.
I think they confiscate them.
Okay. You give up?
Yeah, I gave up in the beginning.
You did give up. Wait. Okay. Is there another call? All right, we'll take this guy. All right, so what do you think it is?
I think it's the Postal Service.
It's not the Postal Service. Oh, nice try, though. Okay, here's the answer. The only people that can bring a switchblade into the U.S. are missing an arm. Think about it. They're one-armed, so they need a switchblade. Otherwise, they wouldn't be able to open a knife. One-armed
what?
People.
Where did you read this cockamamie?
That's a
fun
fact.
Made-up story.
It's not made up.
It's made up.
Think about it. One arm. Go ahead. Open a jackknife.
Like,
open
a fugitive.
Right.
Yeah.
Open a jackknife with one hand. Go ahead. You can't do it. That's why they can bring a switchblade.
What do you do with your teeth?
Well, they don't want you doing that. Cutting your mouth. So there you have it. Fun fact of
that
the day.
I call. That word.
I think it makes sense. So there you have it. The only single one-armed jacks. There you go. Fun fact, 9 o'clock. Here we go.
More 80s, more variety.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.